Have a seat. And again, I want to welcome you here tonight on this very special night of nights, Christmas Eve. I trust that God will richly bless all of you on this very special night. And I've been thinking all night, this is my third service tonight, and I've been thinking about, even from as a very young boy, the memories I have of Christmas Eve. Particularly for me, it's going to the late service on Christmas Eve and singing the great songs of Christmas and feeling the warmth of God's love. As we gather here to celebrate tonight, we're going to be receiving our offering, and our ushers will be coming forth to receive that. But I certainly want to say, if you're a visitor with us tonight, please don't feel any pressure to give. We're so thankful you're here, and we certainly invite you to come and join us on other Sunday nights. This particular group meets on Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., and there are two services here in the morning at 8:30 and 10:50 on Sunday mornings. And if you're a visitor, we'd love to host you as our guest again. But we're so thankful you're here tonight. One other thing about the offering, as we are preparing to do that, one of the things that is a tradition for us on Sunday evenings, in addition to whatever offering you intend to put in the plate, we ask you to dig in your pockets for any of your loose change. And we have used people's loose change to feed people who are really hungry and in a midst of life struggles right now. And I don't know how many hundreds of meals we've provided just through people's loose change. So we encourage you to add that to your offering as well. I might also remind you that this is the general offering for our Sunday night worship. There is also an offering plate in the back when you leave tonight if you would like to give, especially for missions. You will have an opportunity to do that as you leave. Some of the different missions that we support, both domestically and overseas. So with that, we continue our worship with our gifts and tithes and offerings. to have to follow that. Wow. Tonight I want to focus on a couple of different characters in the scripture that were drawn to this very special occasion in a little village named Bethlehem. I hope that tonight you are able to capture again the wonder of